Locker room chats continue, and now we speak with Atchison head football coach Jim Smith. After their first victory of the season, they went on the road to Highland Park in a high-scoring affair, 47-36, the final score. Coach, when you look at that ball game overall and how it transpired, what were some of the overall takeaways from that victory?
Well, I think showing some great composure early in the game. You know, we were down first quarter 18-0, and our kids just hung in there, kept plugging away, and we came away with the victory.
Talk about your team's composure. Obviously, you mentioned being down 18-0, you know, to a team that hasn't won a game since 2014. So with that in mind and everything going on, just the composure of your team to rally back for that win.
Yeah, the kids I think it's kind of misleading with their losing streak. And what I mean by that, they play a real tough schedule. You know, week in, week out, you know, they're playing the Junction Cities, the Manhattans, the Topeka Highs. And they got on top, and I just kind of was so proud of our kids. And they didn't get down. They felt they could do it, and they did. I mean, it was just fun to watch.
Yeah, Atchison, of course, getting the win over Highland Park. You mentioned Highland Park, the tough schedule they have to play year in and year out, of course, throughout a Centennial League. Of course, as you mentioned, Manhattan, Junction City, all the Topeka schools, so it's certainly a gauntlet for them year in and year out. Talk about Jesse Greenlee, of course, another big night for him, over 200 yards. He had 6 rushing touchdowns. Obviously, it's going to start up front with the offensive line, but just that aspect of the offense in general and how they performed.
Yeah, you know, Jesse has great vision. He sees the holes. He sees the back cut. He just runs extremely hard. You know, on contact, his legs are always moving, and he has good speed. So when he got in the open field, he was able to get a little separation. And again, he was our go-to guy all night long. And can't say enough about the line and how well they block.
Well, now you transition, of course, now to the KCL League play. You get KC Wyandotte coming up on Friday night for week 3. You get that game at home. You look at them, they're off to an 0-2 start, but they've played a couple of schools out of Missouri. Hogan Prep, they lost 20-7 in week number 1, and then Ruskin, Missouri as well. That was a close game last Friday, 32-30. When you look at KC Wyandotte on paper coming into this season, you know, what's kind of the early preparation and scouting report on the Bulldogs?
Well, like I said, they are 0-2, but the two teams they've played against are good ball clubs. They have a very good offensive and defensive line, some big physical kids, and they get off the ball real well, and we're just going to have to be ready to play because, again, I think 0-2 is kind of deceiving for this group.
Well, when you look at it on paper and when you jot down a few keys to the game this week, what are those few keys to get another win and keep that winning streak moving?
Well, I think the key is going to be to keep their offense off the field. They have some good firepower on their offense, and we got to take care of the ball and maybe sustain some long drives. And then probably the biggest thing we're going to have to really, really improve on is our pass defense. We've just got to get better in the secondary.
Atchison football coach Jim Smith joining us here. Our locker room chats continuing to preview week 3. And this week it is brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, as always, appreciate it very much, and good luck on Friday against KC Wyandotte.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.